Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a Wednesday. It's July 25th. Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
I guess A-Marie is gone.
She is.
She's back home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're talking about Danny's friend who was here for a few days, was on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nice. I like her.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. So you guys have known each other a long time, since high school, right?
Yeah, very long time.
Wow. For you, very long time is like 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, 16. I've known her for 16.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's a long-ass time.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, yeah, so sometimes, I mean, like, you know, like I discussed before, I know that with friends, I sometimes have, like, you know, like friction and stuff.
Yeah.
But you stay friends, right? If you're
right.
True friends, you
right.
Stay friends.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely got into a huge fight on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like screaming at each other. Uber driver was like, please
terrible.
Give me 5 stars. Yeah, so I mean, I feel like maybe if the trip was 3 days instead of 5,
right.
We probably would have butted heads. But I just can't be with someone that, unless it's Gabby. Like, Gabby's the only person on earth
yeah.
I can be with for that long.
Really? So maybe you should relook at looking for a relationship.
Oh, know? No, men are different.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just with women. Mm. I can be with a man every single day, for
really?
Sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very interesting.
And if I need a break, it's like for an hour. And then I'm like, hey, miss you. I'm a psycho.
A
come back.
For an hour. Okay.
On that note, I just went to Starbucks before I came here.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in front of me in line was probably one of the most beautiful Middle Eastern guys I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the balls to say a goddamn word.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to. I've never seen women say words.
I usually do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Like, oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Go ahead. Okay.
I usually do, like, if I'm in the club or a bar or something and I find someone attractive, I'll tell them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
And I mean, he was looking at me and I look like shit, but he didn't say anything either.
Mm.
But his name on his cup was Claude.
So oh,
I just
Claude.
Typed in Claude on Instagram, but there's just way too many.
How do you know he was Middle Eastern by the way he looked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
110%.
Right.
Persian, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, he was tan. Had Middle Eastern features, like kind of semi-long hair. I was
it's
like...
Funny how you're into Middle Eastern.
I know. I never used to be. Like in Boston, there are none, really.
Right.
Yeah. It's like white guys, black guys, and like Puerto Rican and Dominicans in Boston.
Yeah.
Then I came to L.A. and I'm like,
you
wow.
You
come
to L.A. and you got everything.
It's a sea of Middle Easterns.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're supposed to be joined by a guest, but she's not here. So... we'll be waiting for her to arrive. Have you heard about Demi Lovato?
I don't even know who that is. Oh, you mean Demi Lovato?
Well, I don't know if it's Demi.
Because, no, it's definitely Demi.
I don't know because I'll tell you why. It was probably taken from Demi Moore, and she goes by Demi. That's why I look here and I go Demi.
No, it's Demi
Lovato.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, who the hell are you talking about? Yeah, she won't disclose what drug she overdosed on.
They're not even admitting. What do you mean she? They're not even talking to her.
No. They asked her what drug she took. And
oh,
she refused
did?
To tell authorities what she took.
Oh, because what I'm hearing here.
They had to use Narcan, which is usually used for heroin.
Mm. Really? Where did you hear all this? Because this story, let's see, it was updated at 9:30.
This morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was last night. So when
no,
she,
I mean, but this morning it would have what you're saying. It mm-hmm. would have in the story.
Last night she
they're
woke up.
They're just saying that they don't even know if it was an overdose. It's just like kind of
no, she definitely overdosed.
Saying, and the family saying that the information being reported is incorrect.
Well, no, they're saying the drug that's being reported is incorrect.
Well, they're not saying that at all, but not talking about that. But okay. So I guess she struggled with drug abuse, right?
Well, she just released a song like...
Called Sober.
Yeah. She's right. Talking about like, hey, sorry, guys. I'm back on the fucking shit wheel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going downhill. If that's not a cry for help, I don't know what is. The last thing she should have done is like doing a show every night.
Right.
Because, like, when you, I feel like for artists and stuff, when you do shows every single day, mm-hmm. plus rehearsals, plus traveling, like, you're bound to go back into some old ways. Like, I feel like a lot of rock stars get into drugs because they have to be up for so long.
Yeah, probably. Plus, they're around it all the time. It's mm-hmm. so easy to find, yeah. you know?
Well, she said that she used to be on Disney sets, like yeah. for her Disney shows, uh-huh. blow like five lines of coke and then go back on set. And no
Are
one
you
even,
serious?
No one even knew that she was on cocaine.
Wow.
I'm like, but somebody obviously was giving it to you.
If she did it on Disney shows, she was pretty young at the time.
She said she started at 14.
Wow.
Her dad's a drug addict.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's terrible, man.
She did a show. She gave a speech after her show that this was like when she was 6 years sober.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, there was one morning I was drinking vodka out of a Sprite bottle, throwing up in the back of a van. And I thought, mm-hmm. I'm just like my dad. Something's got to change.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty disgusting, man.
Mm.
But wow, you know a lot about her. It is 6 years of sobriety.
I mean, I've like, she's like, I grew up like watching
right.
her, you know,
right.
sad that's to true. See like your childhood stars, but I mean, they're human too. Like you just really don't know. And they have to put it together so hard for young females and stuff.
Yeah.
She's probably so humiliated right now.
Yeah, it probably is true. You know, I mean, we expect all these celebrities to be like a role model, but when you think about it, they're not prepared for that kind of a role, you
no,
know?
No, yeah.
They just like are singers or actors or whatever mm-hmm. they do to be famous. And then they're being expected to be like a role model. You
but
know?
That's the thing. That's the argument I feel like me and you have had before. When you when you decide that that's the profession you want to get into, like I want to sing, I want to dance, I want people to listen to my music, I want people to watch my movies. You are signing up
right.
to have fans and to be a role model.
That's
so it,
true.
It
Would
aggravates me when they're like,
it?
Well, I didn't ask for this. Yes, you fucking did, because that's the profession you chose. If you didn't want to sing, you didn't want the whole world to sing along to your album, then you should have worked at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's by design.
Like there was a video of Lana Del Rey mm-hmm. and a fan was taking a picture with her. And she was cool with it in the beginning, but then she said she didn't like it. So he went to go take another one because she said she didn't like it. She right. threw his phone and says, fuck this.
Really?
And walks away. And I'm like, why do you, these are the people that are putting money in your pocket,
right.
food on your table. Mm-hmm. And now for the rest of your career, he's going to have a sour taste in his mouth. You're probably never going to listen to your
yeah,
music ever
again. Yeah, that sucks, man. That sucks.
Nicki Minaj has been caught doing that. Cardi B has been caught doing that. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. Sometimes it must be overwhelming. Like, you can't even go to, like, Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out without someone freaking the fuck out. But, right. I mean, that's what you signed up for.
That's true. I mean, the fame is, I agree with you. But as far as, I think if I was a singer and even if I was planning on being famous or anything, I don't know that I'd give much thought to the fact that, oh, I'm a role model or something.
Right.
You know, I'm just a fucking singer, you know. But you're right. You know, when you become a celebrity, I think you need to realize you have some kind of responsibility towards your fans.
Some people say that to me too.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget that you have fans and people watching you. I'm like, yeah, and I want them to be exactly like me. Don't give a fuck attitude.
Okay, well, that works.
You know, like some people know what direction they want people to view them as. And I'm like, just be you. But like,
yeah.
She obviously has not been herself.
Yeah.
Her 6 years of sobriety was probably like a huge struggle. She yeah. went to rehab and then after rehab stayed in a sober home.
Oh, yeah?
That's how bad her addictions were.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it was, she was bulimic.
Really?
She was depressed. Wow. She's bipolar and she has a drug addiction.
Right. So that's pretty common of a child actor or artist, right?
I feel like if they don't have like good parenting or management involved.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, this will fuck up anybody.
Like
you
Amanda
know?
Bynes kind of went off.
Right.
Like
right.
went off the handle,
and
too.
Many of them do, you know? I mean, my
Macaulay
God,
Culkin,
you know?
Off the handle.
Right.
Yeah.
Sad. River Phoenix, remember a long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember River Phoenix, but he was a young
what
actor.
Show?
Upcoming. Oh, that was like 20, 30 years ago. He
oh.
was a young, he was in a couple movies. You would know him if you saw him, but so he was famous, a promising young actor, and then he committed suicide, you know,
oh.
died of overdose, one of those things.
There was,
I think it was suicide.
There was a guy who played the famous Jet Jackson
mm-hmm.
on Disney, which was like my favorite show ever, and he killed himself a few years ago, too.
Really?
I think it's like when you get the, I mean, he was on a new show. Maybe yeah. he got overwhelmed with like past due bills or whatever, because I don't know how it goes, like. like we were saying yesterday, like if you're like on a TV show or something, that could be like your one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Like as opposed to being like Angelina Jolie, who has so much money now, she just travels the world and does humanitarian.
Yeah.
I definitely said that wrong, but y'all know what I meant. So like Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, like all those people are mm-hmm. like, not everyone can be them.
Right.
Ben Stiller, like he hasn't acted in forever, but I'm sure he's straight. Mm-hmm. And like you never see him in the tabloids, like no one gives a shit what he's doing. Like no camera is following him around to Ralph's.
I don't know. You never know that though.
Yeah,
you know, like, maybe they do. I'm sure where he goes, people recognize
him.
Oh,
for sure. But like he's not on like TMZ or The Shade Room or like ET News every week
right.
doing some type of scandal.
That's
like
true.
Lindsay Lohan or Amanda Bynes. Actually, Amanda Bynes has kind of disappeared for like 2 years.
I know. But Lindsay Lohan too, no?
No, she has a new reality show coming out.
Really?
Because mm-hmm, she moved
But until
overseas.
Now, she hasn't done anything.
No.
Really? Where was she living?
She lives in Dubai, but she opened clubs in Greece. So her show is called Lohan on the Beach, which is the name of her club, and it's in Mykonos, and they're actually filming right now.
Wow, mm-hmm. What a beautiful place that is.
Yeah, she actually, there's people that work at our bar.
Yeah.
She has like an Instagram page, and they have like matching outfits, but they were wearing completely different shoes, and she commented under the picture, she goes, "Wear the same shoes or you're both fired."
Really?
I'm like, why don't you just say that to them in person? You don't need to comment that on Instagram.
Well, that's fine.
Unless it was for publicity for her new show.
Or maybe a joke, you know?
No. She was dead
ass. I'm telling you, it's a joke.
She was dead serious.
Wow, that's pretty funny, you know? But, yeah, she was acting out too. Do you remember Robert Downey Jr. when he had his problems?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's sober now though, right?
Yeah.
He's a singer, right?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
That's Iron Man.
Okay, who's the singer that has a similar name to him? He was a judge on
Ray
America.
Ray Connick? Yeah, Ray Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him too. He had a drug problem too.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone with the Jr. in the last name got issues.
No, I'm talking about Robert
I Downey. Love Robert Downey Jr. as an actor.
Yeah.
He's clever. But everybody gets their niche. All it takes is one party to literally fuck up your whole life.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
No, you got to stay away from this shit, man. Pick up weed. That should serve all of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Even alcohol. Got to take it lightly, you know?
Yeah. That's for sure.
That's crazy. So, so that's Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's Demi Moore or Demi Moore?
I think it's Demi Moore.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's Demi.
She probably did it to sound cool.
Generation.
Yeah, she probably said it to sound cool in an interview, but people definitely call her Demi Moore. I've never heard anyone say Demi Moore.
You want to bet?
She fell off.
Yeah. I wonder if we can get an answer on this. How do you pronounce Demi Moore? Let's see. Look, they actually have pronunciation. How to do on YouTube? Let me hear this.
Yeah, please play it.
Yeah.
Demi Moore. Demi Moore.
See, Demi.
Demi Moore.
Okay, go to a different one. He sounds like a creep.
Yeah, I know. Who the fuck is this?
And who talks like that?
I know. How to pronounce Demi Moore. Okay, let's try this.
Do like an interview.
Demi Moore.
Yep, told you. Demi.
Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Demi?
Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's try
that. I mean,
that
maybe if she, I don't know what her nationality is, but maybe like, they
Demi. More. Demi Moore. Demi Moore.
Say it to me.
No, you're getting 50-50. Because the other person said Demi.
Okay, well, yeah, but what I'm saying is this one is saying
it's like potato, potato. How do you say it?
Maybe, but I'm sure she wants to look.
How do you say potato?
Okay, Demi Lovato and Demi Moore discuss how they pronounce their names. Let's see this one.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let's see what they say.
Is it a video?
I don't know. Let's see. Video's unavailable. Fuck.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, so they just tricked you into clicking
the
it.
The hell with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, it's okay, like potato, maybe. Potato, tomato, tomato.
Exactly.
How do
right?
you say it?
Potato. Who
tomato.
Says potato?
Some people do, and it's so annoying. Yeah, like, it's fucking potato, dude.
Right. Very few people say
yeah.
potato.
And I think they do it to, like, piss people off.
Probably.
Can you pass me the potatoes? I'm like, it's potatoes.
And tomatoes, I don't hear people say that either.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, this song used to be like a long time ago, very old. Maybe people used to talk like that back then.
We still don't have a roommate.
No roommate.
We saw three people yesterday and I was like, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
First girl came in, she was cute, had a good personality. Then she was like, do I have to fill out paperwork and like get a credit check? And as soon as she said that, I was like, she's done.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Then the second guy came in and was like, yeah, I really like your place, but I just applied for a studio. And if I get picked for that, which he will,
yeah,
I'm going to go with the studio because I'd rather live by myself, which
right.
I feel him.
Yeah.
And then the third guy came in high as a kite.
Really?
Like high as a kite. Didn't I was like, this is the bathroom. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, we have a washer dryer. He's like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, this place is dope. And then he was like, so listen, I've been like it's crashing funny. On people's couches and it's been like a pretty rough couple of months and like I'm low on bread. So I got like $325 for the room. I said, you can leave.
Wow. Wasting your fucking time.
Yeah. And the ad says,
yeah,
it's rent plus a deposit, you stupid right. ass.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have people like this all over the fucking place. Help
mm-hmm.
me, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Indeed.
Yeah. So he, yeah. What about the dog? Is he back?
Yeah, but I'm only keeping him till Thursday. Mm. It's just like too much for me.
Yeah. Huh?
You know what I mean? Like I love dogs and I really wish I could help. I think just Rover is a better bet for me because it's randomly on weekends and stuff. But to have
yeah.
a dog like for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time, I just.
You can't handle it.
And it's just a lot of cleaning. Like
right.
I feel like my apartment's never clean. I'm a pretty clean person. So I'm
right.
just like.
See, that's what I told you about living with animals.
No. So if it was my own dog, it'd be different.
Yeah.
It's hard
but
to...
But why should it make a difference?
It does make a difference.
You like them anyway.
No, after his temperament with the Wilda, I'm just like scared. Like, what if someone new moves in and
yeah.
he starts growling at him or her too?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like not... Like, if I knew it was my own dog and I raised it and it's not going to be like ripping somebody's neck out,
right.
then I'd be okay.
Right.
And plus, I want to like just figure out my life and I feel like it takes up a lot of my time and
yeah
I don't know, I feel like an asshole kind of saying that because I love animals so much, but
it doesn't matter. I mean, you got to take care of your life first.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I understand that. I mean, it's they do require time, you know, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Especially dogs.
Yeah.
Know?
And I think if when I have my money situated, I want to get like a mini dog, like a small dog,
right?
Not a big one.
Right.
Even though I love big dogs, but still.
Yeah, small ones are better for apartments.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and easy to walk, and
but
you can take them anywhere. I
yeah.
can take them on a plane with me if I go home to visit, you
right.
know?
Right, I don't know. What kind of small dogs do you like?
I want to get a mini French bulldog, like the micro mini, so.
Really?
They're like $8,000. I'm like, can somebody get me the dog? Can somebody mail them to me?
Doggies, doggies, doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man.
It's 10:20.
I'm getting used to the cat.
I feel like you say you have grown some love for the cat.
I don't know if it's love.
It's tough love. Like if
your affection maybe.
If your son moved out and the cat was gone, you'd probably be like, oh, where's the cat?
Yeah, for a day or two.
Maybe for like a month or two.
I'd be happy to be able to keep all my doors open in the apartment
because
mm-hmm. I have to close my door so he doesn't go in there.
Right.
In the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like the sliding door going outside because Sean doesn't want him going outside.
Right.
So I have to keep that fucking thing closed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that irritates me because I like to air out the place. You
right.
know? I like to have light and air and all this shit, and now it's not happening. So
no,
but you know what can you do, man? And it's costing me a lot of money. I mean, my son's hitting me up every day for shit, you know, and it's not cheap.
Of course
either.
He is.
And then he fucking goes to, he wants to go to
I still
Universal.
Hit my dad up for money.
He wants to go to Universal Studios. Disneyland. I mean, where the fuck are you getting that money? I can't afford to go there. And then you go to
I heard
these
it was
places.
Really pricey.
It is. And then I have to
Wasn't
pay
it like
for
150
shit.
Per person or something?
Disney's pretty. Yeah, it's over $100.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Even for like little kids. I'm like, why are kids paying the same price as adults, you
right.
bitches?
Right. So that's, you know.
It's funny because they charge the same amount for kids, but then kids have to be a certain height to even enjoy half the ride. So it's like, that's.
Well, but maybe less than that height, they charge you less.
Oh, maybe. You
know, yeah.
Marcellus, we want to take Marcellus.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's old enough, though. He's 4, almost 5.
Yeah.
I think 5 is a pretty good age.
Of course.
We planned on doing it for his fifth. God, I can't even speak this morning. Uh-huh. His 5-year-old, 5th-year-old.
Fifth birthday.
Yeah, so yeah, you got tongue-tied.
His 5th birthday.
His 5th birthday, yeah. Okay. I'm like, 5th year, 5th birthday.
5th anniversary.
Oh man!
But yeah, it's like, you know, come on, man. You stay in my house and everything. You gotta stop hitting me up for money.
Does he help you out with groceries or anything?
No, nothing. I help him out with groceries. You
damn! I mean, I hit up my dad this week to buy me like my new TV stand.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, at least I'm not asking you for rent, Dad. Just give me right. my new TV stand. It was like $150. He was yeah. like, whatever. But I'm kind of mad at him right now, because Gabby called me yesterday and told me like they had like a serious conversation. And I'm just like, why doesn't he not tell me anything?
Right.
And he shouldn't be, like, the stuff he's telling her, he shouldn't be, like, putting that pressure on her to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. But it's because she's there, you know?
Yeah, but she also lives with my mom. Oh, and she has to look my mom in the face every day, knowing.
So he talks to her on the phone about these things?
No, he still stops by the house.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I mean,
he'll still come over and eat mom's food.
No, I meant your sister.
No, in person. But I talk to him on the phone like once a week at least.
Yeah.
Like I'm calling him today. I'm going to give him an opportunity to tell me what he told Gabby.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to be a bitch.
Yeah, tell him I'm fucking jealous, man. Don't leave me out of the equation.
It's not jealous, but I feel like he should be, if anything, he should be calling me and telling me stuff and not putting the pressure on Gabby.
Right. But maybe he doesn't want to say it twice.
He's always been closer to Gabby.
To you. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm like the black sheep of the family. Like, my family loves me because they have to. Not because they want to.
Oh, poor girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's people that love you. And you need to find someone who...
I'm going to find Claude at Starbucks.
Well, I mean, you're the one who said you push people away, kind of, no?
I do. I self-sabotage relationships before they have a
Right, then you say you're a bitch and you this and
I'm
you
never
that.
A bitch. I'm never a bitch to guys. I just come off as desperate and clingy immediately.
Oh, so it's the women that you come across?
Oh, yeah, and I don't care about women. I'm too old to be making new friendships, I feel.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm never going to, like, you haven't been in my life long enough for me to ever trust you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I noticed me and my Gabby. You notice I always do that? So weird, kind of creepy. But me and Gabby both talk too much.
Yeah.
Like, we tell people way too much of our personal business.
You do, especially on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
You got to filter some things.
Awilda said that yesterday. She goes, you're actually perfect for radio because you don't care about saying whatever on the radio. And I'm like, yeah, but sometimes it's like I put too much of my life out there.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, I don't think. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit anyway.
No.
So what else is going on, man? I guess...
I would say that our guest is probably not coming. It's 10:22.
Yeah, well, she'll be here any moment. I'm sure she texted that she's late. So there's some wildfires in Greece. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
I guess cars are like melting in the fucking heat. And the fires are wiping villages off the map.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know what's going on in Israel? They have similar things where...
How does that happen? Just like,
I don't know how the fire started there, but I can tell you that in Israel right now, they're having a crisis because Palestinians are sending over kites, but they have like burning, they're carrying like fire.
Mm.
So the kites like land in fields and they burn all the fields and everything. They start fires.
So it's kind of like a terrorist thing.
It's definitely a terrorist thing.
That's awful.
You know how many, like...
First of all, it's really difficult to fly a kite, by the way.
No, but they just kind of let it go in the wind. That's what I'm saying. Because it goes deep.
That's crazy.
Right? I mean, whatever it lands, that's where it starts
fire. Why do people hate people so much? Like, why can't everybody just chill?
Okay, well, that's a deep conversation.
I know, but why? Imagine what life would be like if everybody just could be them and nobody else cared.
Yeah.
Life would be grand.
Well, of course, but some people have to impose their ways on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can't live in peace. And that's just the way it is, you know. So so yesterday the prime minister talked and he says, look, one of these fires was started and almost killed, a few kids.
Mm.
And they had to be hospitalized and everything. And think of the trauma you have to go through,
right,
as a kid when rockets are flying at you and shit like that, you know. So, yeah, that's a reality there every day, you know. But but the fires are a new thing, you know. And I don't know how they're going to stop it, but yeah. So I'm looking here on CNN. They're showing that.
Oh, you're looking at CNN, huh?
I'm always looking at CNN. I don't know why. Just because out of a habit, you know. Plus, I like to know what the other side thinks.
That's the only news outlet I look at.
Yeah, well, I look at everything just to get different opinions. But I guess Trump's star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood was smashed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Smashed to pieces.
Yep.
Yeah, this country's in a hysteria. That's what it is. Everybody's fucking hysteric. Fuck it.
I mean, he could get arrested for that now.
Of course, yeah.
People are
idiots. I don't think they'll find out anything. They probably will never find him. Although there's cameras everywhere these days, you know. I mean, you gotta be able to see something happening. So I don't know. Should we check this out? I guess this is like a video, and I haven't seen it, but the headline says, Fox News booked the wrong guest and realizes it on live TV.
Oh, they were asking him the wrong questions and stuff?
Probably. They probably thought he was a Republican and he was a Democrat or something, you know.
Oh.
Or something like that. Or maybe they asked him the wrong questions. I'm dying to hear this. Let's play this and see what happens.
This was this morning?
I think yesterday or something, you know. Hold on, let's see what it says first before I start the video. It says, producers for Fox and Friends meant to book Arizona congressional candidate for her view, and the woman speaking on the camera was congressional candidate. So it was somebody else.
So she probably had no idea how to answer the questions anyway.
They had different names, yeah. You know, they were talking to Massachusetts congressional candidate instead of to the Arizona one. Let's see if we can hear this. Sounds pretty funny. You know?
That music's horrible.
I know. Oh, so they're not really showing this? What is this? They're just kind of like reading what...
handwriting, right? And they're not showing the actual footage.
No, here, actually. Hold on.
You for joining us. We appreciate it. Tell us why you do support ICE.
Good morning. I'm actually here to speak directly to Donald Trump. I feel that what's happening at the border is wrong. I'm a mother of four, and I believe that separating kids from their parents is illegal and inhumane. I'm actually Barbara Letalian. I'm a state senator representing a large immigrant community and running for Congress in Massachusetts.
So they cut her feed. All right, well.
So basically the people interviewing her were pro-Trump, and she was not for Trump. Basically.
Something like that, yeah. That's pretty fucking crazy, man.
Well, but someone got fired, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. She had the wrong name. They had the wrong name, the wrong everything. Someone fucked up big time. Wow. You know, that's the thing about live broadcast, man. You never know what's going to happen.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
It can be so entertaining sometimes.
I know. It's like you catch people at their worst.
Yeah, but
know?
It's so crazy because when it's live and like someone swears, they still have time to like bleep it, which is so... Because there's like a 10-second or something delay, right?
Right, right.
That's so cool to me, how technology
but sometimes
works.
It gets through, you know? I mean, you get the shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Thankfully, with us, we don't have to deal with that. You know, we don't have any FCC regulations here. Because we're not using public airwaves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we can say whatever the hell we want. which is where the hell is the guest, right?
Well, it's 10:30.
Yeah.
Show ends in 20 minutes.
Would you still come if you were this late?
No. She probably doesn't know where to park because Casey's not down there.
Uber. She wrote you took Uber.
Oh.
So there's no parking issues.
Well, then if she's already in the Uber, she's deaf coming. She already paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For 10 minutes, she can wrap up the show for us.
Yeah. I mean, I would want to promote myself for a solid 45. So, I mean, that's me, though.
Right. You know. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. You know, we've said it all here a million times.
Yeah. If I get one more message asking if I'll live with couples, I'm going to scream.
Really?
It's like the only people responding. Really? Yeah. Because no one wants to live with fucking couples. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, what if you guys start fighting and then screaming and then one person's sleeping on my couch? Like, no, ew, def not.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Couples.
See you later.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
But man, I can't believe it's the 25th. Like, that freaks me out. 5 days to find somebody new.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking pressure, man.
Yep.
Are you, how many places are you advertising in? Just one?
Facebook, Craigslist. But I put it on like 10 different pages on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook is not a good place. I mean, because
that's where we got most of our responses from, though.
Really?
Craigslist, it's like nobody responded.
What, like in the Facebook marketplace thing?
Yeah, like in the marketplace thing. Like, I don't actually put it on my page because I don't, nobody like sees my page.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because if you're not in the marketplace, it doesn't make sense to promote your rental.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Exactly.
But that's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's just that Facebook has so many people there, you know, it's unbelievable. How many people they
millions,
have there.
Millions. Billions. The groups that I posted in, like, the LA housing groups, like, have, like, 50,000, like, join likers, or I don't know what you call them on Facebook. It's not followers.
Followers.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And everyone is just sketchy.
Yeah.
Hey, can me and my boyfriend live with you? No, you can't. You and your boyfriend should, if you and your boyfriend can't afford a one bedroom together, you probably shouldn't be dating him, girl.
That's true, right? Find somebody.
Like, break up with his ass. If you're looking to share a room in somebody else's apartment, that's not the dude for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Two jobs? Yeah, you guys should not be together.
No, because if you get a nice one bedroom with your man, that's like like just as much as you would be paying.
Right.
I think that's our guest.
Is it our guest?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're going to welcome our guest. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You can have a seat right there. Hello. And we're joined by Cole Williams. You can put your headphones on, get close to the mic. And you visiting us what, from New Orleans?
I'm visiting from New Orleans by way of Brooklyn, by way of Jamaica, West Indies.
Really? Yeah. So you're everywhere?
I'm everywhere.
Oh, that's
worldwide.
Very cool.
That's always cool.
And the planets that haven't been invented yet.
Yeah.
Well, you seem like, of course, you seem like you're full of personality and everything.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta live your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long are you visiting here in LA?
I'm only here until tomorrow. I have a show at the Mint tonight.
Oh, where's the Mint?
You mean the Peppermint Club?
No, the Mint on Pico. Is it Pico?
Talk closer
Boulevard?
To the mic, though.
Pico Boulevard.
No clue. Never heard.
Well, it's the Mint.
It's called the Mint. Mint. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
tell us a little bit about it.
It's an intimate venue in LA. I'm going to be bringing my African rock music to LA. I haven't been here in like 3 years. So the last time I was here, I was at the El Rey and did Jam in the Van. And it's just really exciting to bring my original music and just touch some people.
Right, for sure.
Coast.
Very nice. So what kind of music? You said African rock, right?
Yes, okay.
What is that?
So let me describe. So I'm Jamaican. I was born and raised in the church, like from 0 to 17. I was in church 3 days a week. Studied classical piano growing up. Loved soul music. I love West African music. So it's like this hybrid, this gumbo of all of my influences and my inspiration. So it's like the live show is like Nina Simone meets Pink Floyd meets Fela Kuti.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
I play bongos as well. So like, I really just love to like drive it. So
really?
Everybody that's a part of the show that's in the audience, they're giving me energy too. So
right.
It's like y'all show.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
So have you been to West Africa at all?
You know, I have not yet.
Yeah, so you're like influenced by the music and everything, yeah. But you haven't been there. That's interesting.
Unfortunately, yeah. So like,
but
I
you
love,
have a connection to it.
I do. Like, I love artists like Fela Kuti and like Amadou and Miriam and Orchestra Baobab and just like a lot of these musicians, Songhai Blues. You know, mm-hmm. that just like play with these rhythms. You know, lots of percussion, just lots of feeling. It feels like. I don't know. It feels like it's touching on the earth. Like the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to play a little bit because we don't have that much time. And I'm curious to hear some of your music.
Yes.
We have the song Free.
Oh, yeah.
Queued up here.
That's my newest song.
It is?
Yes. That's my latest one. Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit about it and then we'll listen.
So Afropunk premiered it as well as the Huffington Post. Uh-huh. And I wrote it with a friend of mine in Paris years ago. And he just started playing this melody, and I just started writing Stream of Consciousness. I really believe like people need something to believe in.
Really?
And as musicians, you know, we just have this energy, we have this power, so you can use it for good.
Yeah.
You can use it to serve yourself. And so I choose it to serve like myself and to serve others.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. Well, so let's listen. I guess we won't be able to know what African rock is like unless we play it, right?
That's right.
Very cool so far. Backing vocals on this too.
Gives me like Lauryn Hill vibes, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. It's a very good.
All I see when I look out the window is the 76 sign. So when they say you have the best view, I'm
right?
like.
Huh?
I have to be free, so I'm like outside.
Yeah. Well, very nice. I like this. I like it a lot. You know, it's like catchy and you can connect to it, you know. So do you have a few other songs? Do you have an album?
So I have 4 albums.
Really?
The first one is called The Basement Sessions.
Uh-huh.
I started as a studio writer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was recording vocals for my albums or for like other people's albums, it was like in somebody's basement studio.
Right.
Like they would just like drag the cord to the bathroom. That was like the vocal booth. It was like really janky.
Right.
And then my second album is Out of the Basement Part 1. Like I'm evolving. I'm getting out of the basement.
Right.
And then the third is Out of the Basement, Out of the Box.
Uh-huh.
Just like I don't want to be titled. I don't want to have a genre. You know, everybody's always trying to say, are you soul? You know, are you rock? Are you this? Are you that?
Right.
It's like, I have all these influences and I don't want to be
typecast. Just love music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who cares? It's not like you're going to sit and say, okay, I'm going to write like a country song. Or
right.
You just sit there and it comes out, you know, and then
exactly.
people categorize it as, you know, whatever genre it is. Absolutely. But it doesn't really matter.
Like,
you know?
Thinking about Dolly Parton, she wrote I Will Always Love You. That's a country song, and Whitney Houston sang it, and it's like this soul R&B song.
Right. Yeah,
you know, yeah. So genres are just things that we create, you know?
That's true. And
I didn't know she wrote that song.
And it depends who sings it, you know?
You learn something new every day,
and
huh?
She got some more money.
Yeah.
Because Whitney Houston tore it up.
Yeah, she did, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know, like, at the time that Whitney Houston, like, that Dolly Parton wrote that song, and then, like, when I was doing some research, I was like, oh my goodness. And I realized what an incredible songwriter, musician Dolly Parton is.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I feel like as also a woman in music, you know, like I don't like boxes, but I just have to put it out there. As a woman in music, it's very difficult for you to really put yourself out there as not just a singer. You know, like I'm a writer, a producer, a composer, you know, I play piano, I play bongos, but like people just like don't want to believe that a woman can do more than just be a pretty face
right.
and a beautiful voice, like fronting a band. And so like, it's really like my music is really like my statement to say like music, like these jobs and music and the music business, like they have no gender.
You can do it just right. as well, if not better, right?
You know, we can always do it better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just make y'all think that you do it better.
It's true.
You both have nose rings. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that.
I've had mine forever.
Oh, me too.
And since I was 15. I always wanted to do that one, but I'm so scared.
Oh my God.
Look, like between the nostrils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do have one.
The septum, so yeah. I can just push it in. When yeah. I want to be corporate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that, like I'm corporate.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. Sometimes I wear the
She's
fake
She's got
septum.
A nose ring right, in, you know, between her nostrils. She can push it up, and you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't you feel you have something there all the time?
No, though? That's why people get that one.
No,
because
really? Yeah.
You can hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't it feel like your nose is stuffy or something?
I don't know.
Huh?
I've never gotten one.
No.
I wear the fake one.
It feels fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like if my allergies are bothering me, it just like stuff gets caught up in the front.
Ooh, but yeah. Nice. But you have to pick your nose rings anyway. Like I pick my nose ring on a regular basis.
You have to, yeah.
You got to like flip it around, take the boogers out.
Oh,
yeah.
You're not picking your nose. You just like.
Yeah.
You're
cleaning your nose rings. Yeah. Exactly. I wear the fake one. I got one from Claire's. So it, depending on my outfit, sometimes I'll like throw it in.
Like the little tiny one?
Mm-hmm, like the one, it has one like stud.
Exactly. I like that one.
And everyone's like, oh my God, I didn't know you had that. I'm like, because I don't.
People always be wanting to know you.
Yeah.
So you grew up in New Orleans?
I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm from the East Flatbush neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh.
Like born and raised. I moved to New Orleans 3.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Why did you do that?
I just wanted to be free.
Oh, wanted to be free.
Do you sing in like a jazz club out there?
I sing in like a bunch of clubs. So, you know, New Orleans for me is the birthplace of American music. So there's jazz.
Right.
There's like soul music. There's like brass bands. It's like so many things like to do. There's music every night of the week.
Yeah.
And there's like so many varieties of music. Like you can just choose. People lose their mind.
Right.
So like you can be out to like 4 a.m. listening to music.
I went to Louisiana once, but I didn't go to New Orleans. I want to go
Where'd
there
go?
So bad.
Where'd you go to Louisiana?
I don't know. I hosted a club event in like the hood.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like 3 hours away from New Orleans.
Okay, I don't even know. Like, I don't even venture out so
much. But everyone always says, like, the downtown area is so super lit.
It's really, really, really,
like, popping.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go during what is the festival they have?
Mardi Gras?
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, I feel actually, like that's, like, when someone's going to kidnap you or some crazy shit.
Mardi Gras is intense. So it's, like, what y'all think about Mardi Gras? Like, it's one day. No, it's, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, kids get a week off of school for Mardi Gras. School's
really?
Closed for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It's preparation. Like, there's the
and
Mardi Gras
like
Indian
the whole...
culture. To like these Mardi Gras Indian chiefs and Mardi Gras Indians are like making their costumes by hand, like hand beading, you know, for 1 year, like right after Mardi Gras, like they're preparing, they're sketching, you know, it's this like big culture. And like, I thought it was like girls gone wild, like, oh my God, beads.
Yeah.
And it's so not that.
Taking shots of a balcony, like, wah! Yeah, it's like, that's literally how they paint it.
Yeah, and like there are shots on the balcony.
Yeah.
And then there's like parties in the street.
Right.
And
I think the parties in the street is what like freaks me out a little bit.
But and, why?
Like, when you get there.
Too many people. And this day and age is like, I don't like to be in crowds like that.
I feel you. But
you know
like,
what I mean?
It's safe. Like, you always find your tribe in New Orleans. Like, it's a very spiritual, very
I would
special
roll
place.
With, like, a crew for sure.
You can roll with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I get out there.
Yeah. Like, I got you.
I'll come in, like, a year
or
two.
I'm kicking butt.
Is it, how hot is it there right now? Like, swamp weather, right? Is it always hot or does it get cold?
It's usually very, very hot. We had, like, this like cold front, like where all the plants, like my all my plants died. But like really? When it gets cold, you know, you're right by the water.
Right.
So like I bring up my fur coat. Like I didn't think I would need like any warm clothes when I moved down there.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, why did I get rid of my sweats?
Right.
I thought I was gonna be in shorts and like.
Yeah.
Well, you should always keep your cold clothes. Even Cali, I wear sweats.
Really?
Yeah, I wear sweats all the time, especially in my apartment when the AC's on.
Yeah, so like I use AC all the time. Right. Didn't used to use it before, but like it does get cold.
Right.
Yeah, like in January, February.
Have you ever heard of the show The Originals?
No.
It's like a vampire show. It was on the CW. It was one of my favorite shows ever.
No,
they filmed in the heart of downtown New Orleans, and I always wanted to go when they were filming, so I could like. I'm on set.
So you're popping.
So you guys need an extra?
So what I do love about New Orleans is like the drinks to go.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, you can walk the street like Vegas.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I'm not done. You want a to-go cup? Sure. Pour it in. You walk to the next spot.
That's and so great. But you have to throw it out before you get into the next spot, right?
It depends on where you go.
Really?
Yeah. Like
that's
some
wild.
Places, yeah. Some places, no.
I wish California was like that.
I think people would be so crazy here with
but
the altitude.
I feel like they would be crazy anywhere.
Yeah.
With that. Like the other day I was like, we were running late because we had to get back to our car at 6. We went to Venice Beach and I still had like this much left of my sweet tea, vodka, and lemonade. Ooh. And I was like, it would be great if I could get a to-go cup and just have a roadie for my drive home. Not that I was drinking and driving, folks, but it's not harmful to have one roadie.
No, like you need a roadie and then you need a backup to the roadie because the roadie takes a sip of yours.
I feel like car rides aren't as fun without a roadie.
I'm telling you, it's not.
No, definitely not.
It's boring. Tangent.
Just be careful.
Oh, and then the daiquiris.
Yeah.
Okay, so like there's this place called Melba's.
Mm.
And they have a daiquiri special every day of the week.
Really?
So Mondays,
but
it's
are they like
a 12
cheap?
Ounce. 12, no, it's like, yeah, 12 ounce for a dollar.
Oh my God.
So I'll just get like four, put them in the freezer. Sundays, 32 ounces for $5.
Oh my God.
I'll just like put
does
it in
it still
the freezer.
Taste the same after you put it in the freezer?
Yes, it does not harden. Like, I'm like, I take it out, it's still soft.
Really?
Oh, because alcohol doesn't freeze, but there's juice in it, no?
I guess there's more alcohol than juice.
Yeah, right. That's
so
they
have like free shot Friday, and then like, so you get like the
yeah,
shot.
You we have none of that here. There's no free shot, nothing.
No free nothing, right?
No.
Like,
and the happy hour is still like a drink here is normally like $16. Happy hour would be like $10. I'm like,
oh
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I don't miss about like New York and LA.
New York is just
expensive,
as expensive.
Right?
Yeah, like I don't want to have to pay that much to like drink a cocktail.
Yeah. But that's why you got to find somebody to take care of you, girl.
Okay.
You go out and you say, let me get 5 of them. And you just look at them and good luck with the bill.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, but on Friday, last Friday night, I went out with my girlfriend. We had no guys take care of us.
Why?
And I just couldn't get a. We got four drinks, and it was like almost $200.
Yeah.
I was like,
no food, just drinks.
No food.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, this is insanity. Like four drinks, and I left there with no buzz on. Because it's like those drinks that you're paying so much money for, but they're literally taking the shot glass, measuring out exactly one shot. And I'm like, really, bitch?
I was thinking about that before I got here. I was like, I need to bring a bottle because I know like they're going to try to chip me on the liquor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to just go under the table and just pour.
Legit.
So where else are you performing these days? Are you traveling around the country now?
Yeah, you know, so I'm working on my next record, my next album. So I'm pretty much I'm staying put in New Orleans. I was touring for so many years, like living out of a suitcase, living in a hotel.
Right.
Like part of moving to New Orleans was like, I just want to sit.
Right.
You know, and I really sat in a place like where they sit, like it's just like very laissez-faire.
Right.
Right.
And like people live their lives and it's like really like a nice community. And so like I'm enjoying that.
Right.
And now I'm getting cabin fever and I'm ready to like move around some more. So I'm going to be back on the East Coast later this year. I have plans to go back to Europe end of this year, early next year.
Nice.
And I should be done with this album by like.
Very ambitious lady indeed.
February.
And we're totally out of time, Cole. Cole Williams, tell people how they can follow you on social media.
Okay, you can follow me, Cole Williams Band, C-O-L-E Williams and Band, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My website is colewilliamsmusic.com.
And where can they get your
Spotify,
music?
I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Apple,
Google Plus, Amazon Music. You know, just Google Cole Music, like Google African Rock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a movement.
Right, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Apple Music's where it's at, people. I don't know who doesn't have Apple Music. But
yeah. So you have your own band too? You have your own band?
Oh yeah, I'm band leader. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a woman and I'm doing it, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I like have a great unit with me, right. Like guys that respect me, and we make music together.
That's awesome. Great. Yeah. That's awesome. Great.
It's like we're making love on stage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure. Well, I'd come to watch that.
Oh, and anyway, you're gonna be at Mint Club tonight, so everyone knows.
So the Mint doors open at 9. Mm-hmm. We go on at 9:30. It's gonna be like an intimate set, about 45 minutes to an hour.
Nice.
It's gonna go by like this.
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour will go by like that.
Yeah,
sure.
It's gonna be
and
good.
Definitely fun music, and you're fun to be with. So, thank you again for joining us, Cole.
Thank you so much for having me.
We wish
me.
You a lot thank of you, continued success. To you and come visit us again.
I will. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to rent a car next time.
Yeah.
so the Uber doesn't drop me off like 3 blocks away.
Oh my God, you walked?
Oh my God, I totally walked. I pumped. No, I didn't walk. I pumped up the runway.
Oh my God.
I walked like 2 blocks.
I hope you gave him no tip and a 1 star.
Yeah, I didn't even do the rating yet. I was like, I just got to be here.
Oh my God.
Well, all right. Well, you got to be here and we got to talk to you a little bit and people got to know you. So that's the important thing.
That's so important.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.